This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Happy Easter, everyone. So today is Easter Sunday, and I am rejoicing over God's living water. We know from the scriptures that at the time of Jesus's death, the veil in the temple was ripped from top to bottom. And this ripping represented the free and unlimited access people would now have to God due to Christ's sacrifice. And those people would include the Samaritan woman who talked with Jesus at the well. So as the story goes, the Samaritan woman came down to the well with her pail to fetch some water. And Jesus told her that if she turned to him, there was a water that he had called living water, which would allow her to never thirst again. Now, here's one of the most poignant points of the passage. This woman had been married 5 times and was currently living with a man who was not her husband. Yet, it was not a barrier to her being able to partake in God's living water. And when she learned that Christ was the Messiah, she forgot all about the water she had fetched from the well, because all she could focus on now was this new living water. And once she learned about her free and unlimited access to this living water, she converted her entire hometown. So who do you know who needs to hear that by turning to Christ, they too will have free and unlimited access to this living water? And as you rejoice today and think about that, hold on to these words. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that anyone who believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, drink from the cup of living water.